The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastland region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. The Beatitudes in the Gospel we find in the first chapter of St. Matthew, from chapter 5 to 7. They are a little long and different from what St. Luke explains it. Matthew takes Jesus on the mountains, and from the mountains he pronounced these Beatitudes. But Luke takes on the plain. It is called the Beatitude of the Plain, not of the mountain. Anyhow, Luke is shorter than Matthew, but includes also the woes with the Beatitudes. I think it is difficult for us to understand when he says, "Blessed are you who are poor, hungry, weeping, who be hated, insulted, excluded, and denounced as evil on my account." Are the hungry blessed? The poor? And he continues, "Woe to you who are rich, receive the consolation, who are filled, who are loved now, who are well spoken by all." How can we reconcile this? You see, the way of Jesus and the way of the world is completely different. What the world thinks great value, and the Bible is nothing. When the world presents us as blessing, in the kingdom of God, it is a curse. That is why Jeremiah said, you see, cursed be who entrusts in human being and in himself instead of God. Yes, everything comes from God. We have to trust in God, not in ourselves, not in our possessions, not in the material things. But when he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. What is this poverty in spirit means? Surely it is not destitution. It is not destitution. This kind of poverty must be eradicated from the face of the earth. You see, God creates this wonderful world for each of us and for all of us to share its blessing equally. No one is excluded. But we see it is not that someone is dying of hunger, someone is, you see, throwing the overleft in trash. And all of us should fight against this kind of poverty, material poverty, which is most of the time caused by injustice of men. It is not, you see, there is no scarce of resource in the world. It is more than enough. It can feed all the people, 7.7 billion can, you see, share enough and satisfied. Half of the world is, you see, suffering from hunger. Why? Yeah, some people, you see, made this injustice, possess it for themselves. And made others be hungry, suffer in hunger. So this does not regard with material poverty when he says the poor in spirit are blessed. It is not a material poverty. It is about a spiritual childhood. A complete trust in God, not in your possession. A child who owns nothing. Everything he has comes from God and belongs to God. It is a completely detached from things, for he will know that things have not got it in them to bring happiness and security. This is a problem of many of us. We want to be secured in our possessions. How much we possess, how much we put in our bank. And he will become completely attached to God, for he will know that God alone can bring him help and hope and strength. The man who is poor in spirit is the man who has realized that things means nothing of themselves, and that God means everything. The problem is, when we possess God, we have all. That is why, you see, God says, don't worry about what you eat, what you clothe, what you need. I know that. I will give you that. But first of all, try to concentrate, to concern about justice, about the kingdom of God, about love, one another. You see, we complicate the world. It could be other world, you see. First of all, the word blessed means happy, fortunate. The question is, every one of us is wanted to be happy because we are created for happiness. We deserve it. But the question, what makes us happy? Where does happiness come? From my possessions, from the material things? From what I have? There are, you see, many, many millionaires in the world. I don't know if they tell us sincerely, if they experience this happiness, true happiness, not the artificial, you see, but the real smile, the real love. Where does it come? Yes. You see, from the world, from the creatures, only man is created for God. Only man is created for himself. Only God can satisfy and feel this interior hunger and thirst. Always we search this. There is a great saint, all of you, you know him, Saint Augustine. You see what he said? After more than 30 years search, he was brilliant. He studied a lot of philosophy, a lot of theology, all. He experienced all, you see, what the world presents as pleasure, joy, happiness, never satisfied. But one day, when he, you see, fortunately, by the grace of God, entered in a church like this, because he saw many are entering there. After entering the church, there was a pope, Saint Ambrose, the great pope in Milan. He was, you see, preaching the word of God with fervent love. And this young man was, you see, pink was by the word of God. And he thinks, he read the Bible, started to read the Bible. He asked it how to be a Christian. He learned it, confessed it, and received this Jesus, this living Jesus. And experienced never before had this joy, this happiness, this peace, this serenity. And he said, Jesus, where were you? I was looking for this happiness, for this joy and peace. Where were you? I searched for everywhere, in everything. I never got it. Yes, I am sorry to know you too late. You created our hearts for yourself, and it is restless until it rests in you. Period. This is a problem of man. Until we possess, until this Jesus enters in us and made him the center of our life, we will be restless. We will remain restless in this world. But we search, you see, in another thing, in money, in another possessions, having, we work day and night. Yes, after this blessing, St. Luke says, woe to you who are rich because you have all the comfort you are going to get. What Jesus is saying is this. If you set your heart and bend your whole energies to obtain the things which the world values, you will get them. But that is all you will ever get. That is ever you will ever get. In the expressive modern phrase, literally means you have had it. But if not, on the other hand, you set, if on the other hand you set your heart and bend all your energies to be utterly loyal to God and true to Christ, you will run into all kinds of trouble. Yes, you may, by the world's standards, look unhappy, but much for your payment still to come, and it will be joy for eternity. Yes, Jesus never bribed us. He told us what makes us happy, but not in this world. Yes, in this world we can be happy also, but it is fulfilled in another world. That is why, you see, for those rich, it is difficult to enter the kingdom of God, he said. You see, money, possession, material possessions are difficult. They make, as you see, a great prey for trial. It is not easy for the man who looks after material things to please God. We know this, you see, we know this. So, what to do is, you see, we should try how to get, it is not to have possession and money that is evil or wrong, but how to use it and where to, how to get it. That is the matter, you see. How do we manage our possessions? It can be also a blessing if we use it properly. If we share it with those who do not have, we will be blessed, and it will be multiplied, yes? Because the word of God is clear. Give, and it will be given to you. You see, God gives freely all. He gives us the sun freely. He gives us the air we use to breathe from second to second freely. The water we drink freely. All is free. That is what is love. The more you give, the more you share, the more you have it. The more you enjoy it, the more you want to give it, That is the mystery of Christianity. Not hoarding, not, you see, collect for yourself, but giving it, sharing it. That is what is the Bible telling us. So, J.K. Chesterton, whose principles constantly got him into trouble, once said, "I like getting into hot water. It keeps me clean." Yeah, this hot water, we need it to purify ourselves. That means, you see, the daily suffering. When we start truly to live our faith, surely we'll be rejected, misunderstood, marginalized, contempted, yes. But better for us, you see, to put in hot water. Yes, we will be rewarded one day. So, it is Jesus' teaching that the joy of heaven will amply compensate for the trouble of earth. As St. Paul says, this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. The challenge of the Beatitudes is, will you be happy in the world's way or in Jesus' way? This is the choice for each one of us. Which way do we want? The way of Jesus, the way of the gospel, the way of the teaching of the church, the magisterium, or the way of the world? We'll be given what we choose, yes. But let us be wise. Let us choose the way of Jesus. Because Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only true life. God bless you.